Hey guys, Matt Belknap and I have talked about our love of the Gooder sunglasses. There's no reason why you won't love them as much as we do. Listen, these things are stylish. They start at about $25 a pair. No slip, no bounce. Those are their words, not mine, but boy, are they appropriate. These things are polarized and they got a bunch of five-star reviews that are accurate. I give mine six stars. I go one more star than the average person because I myself, I'm the star. I'm the extra star. 30-day free returns, one-year warranty. They got a bunch of great styles. These things came in very handy for me recently at a charity golf event. And everybody's like, what's with the shades? And I went, man, these are my Gooders. And they made my golf game gooder. I said that about 18 holes. Hey, if you want to support the show and try a pair, Gooder is giving Never Not Funny listeners free shipping. You can go to gooder.com/Pardo and use code Pardo for free shipping. Gooder offers a 30-day money-back guarantee and 100% satisfaction. Again, that is gooder.com/Pardo and use code Pardo for free shipping. GOODR.com/Pardo. Do it now. Look out. Here comes the sun. Hey guys, it's Jimmy. Before Never Not Funny really kicks into gear, I want to tell you about Babbel. Babbel is the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Why waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language? Babbel has quick 10-minute lessons that are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. That's less than a month if I'm doing my calendar math correctly. Babbel is designed by real people for real conversations. This thing's a piece of cake. It's a breeze. And right now, for listeners of Never Not Funny, they've got a great deal. You can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription. But again, that's only for listeners of Never Not Funny at babbel.com/Pardo. That's right, gets up to 60% off. That's more than a Hagar. That's more than the double nickel. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/Pardo. That is spelled BABBEL.com/Pardo. Rules and restrictions apply. Use Babbel. By the time I'm done reading this, you'll know how to speak a new language. Babbel, a better way to learn a new language.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, listeners, there's a new season of With Special Guest Lauren Lapkus out now on Stitcher Premium, the only podcast where the guest is the host. Take a seat with Lauren as she passes off her hosting duties to a new funny friend every week. Lauren is always the guest, and only the host, who determines the concept of that week's episode, knows who she's playing until they begin. It's entirely improvised, and you never know who will show up. It's the host's show. Lauren's just along for the ride. You can listen to With Special Guest Lauren Lapkus now and completely ad-free, only on Stitcher Premium. For a free month of Stitcher Premium, go to stitcherpremium.com and use the promo code Pardo.
Playing games.
She plays Tahani on the hit NBC sitcom The Good Place, but when it comes to pop culture trivia, guest co-host Jamila Jamil will put you in your place. From the Never Not Funny Studios in Hollywood, California, it's Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo. Here's your host, Jimmy Pardo.
Hello, everybody, indeed. Yes, welcome to Playing Games, the game show that covers pop culture of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today. In studio with me, as always, is our announcer, Matt Belknap. Hello, Matthew.
Hello, Jimmy.
And our band leader, of course, Mr. Mike Henry. Hello, Mike. Mike's on the bass this week. He's a man of multi-instrument talents. Is that a sentence at all?
Yeah, I see him down on the promenade. He's the one-man band down there.
He's got the cymbals between his knees. Yeah. Is that BS?
Yeah.
My co-host this week plays Tahani on the hit NBC show The Good Place. Say hello to Jamila Jamil. Hello, Jamila.
Hi.
Good to see you.
I can't believe you had me back. I was so disgusting last time.
You were not disgusting. You were nothing but a joy.
I was outrageous.
You were, and you were, of course, alluding to your appearance on the award-winning podcast Never Not Funny.
I am.
And I said, you know what? She was such a joy. Let's bring her over to the game show.
You're so nice.
And here you are.
I'm here.
Now, you were at some big party last night, though,
mm-hmm.
right? where do you enjoy that? Do you like the red carpet treatment?
No, it's normally awful and really stressful, but it was an event unlike any I've ever gone to before. It was the Elle magazine Women in Hollywood, and it just felt like a very different vibe where everyone was just there for each other. This has been a traditionally, it's been a bitchy industry up until now. I think that's a truth universally acknowledged, that it's not a safe place for women, not only from other men, but also from women to each other.
Right.
It's very competitive and bitchy. And that seems to have gone in the last year. And now I think we've all realised that everyone's been through some shit. And we'd all like to protect each other. So it was a really fun, easy night. There was minimal press, no publicists allowed. And it was just like 100 people in a room celebrating the most amazing women. And I was so creepy. My inner 13-year-old high-fived my soul because I couldn't believe I was in a room with people like J-Lo, Sandra Bullock, Charlize Theron, Lady Gaga. Shonda Rhimes.
And did you get a chance to chit-chat with all these folks?
I did. I walked up to almost every single one of them and chit-chatted and got a photograph with Anita Hill.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Nice.
And Ronan Farrow was there.
Oh, my gosh.
The Ronan Farrow, the man who has made Hollywood a safer place.
And Mia Farrow, right? I met
her very, very briefly. Quincy Jones was there. He asked me if I had a sister. Is that not one that's AE2?
Yeah.
He's amazing.
I've got a grandmother.
Yeah.
I saw that picture of you with him. It looked like you guys were dancing.
We were kind of dancing.
Okay.
He's really fun. He's really got, like, he's still full of beans. I think he actually is now, like, 85.
Yeah.
He's full of energy and just, like, getting up on his feet, walking around.
I should tell you that here in the States, by the way, full of beans means that you're full of shit.
Oh, right. For a minute, I thought you were going to say jizz.
That's not how I use it. That's weird. I say that to my kids all the time.
You're full,
full of, when they're excited, when they're bouncing off the walls, I say,
really?
You're full of beans.
You're full of beans.
Yeah.
Huh. I thought you were going to say it was, like a flatulence thing,
No, I don't go that route.
No, he doesn't like that at all. We learned that last time. Yeah. Not into my poo humor whatsoever.
Well, we don't need to do it again. We don't need to go down that path
sorry
again.
Sorry, taking it back. No, but it was this amazing night, and everyone made these incredible speeches, and I just felt great. I feel very strong.
Did you get up and speak?
I did not get up and speak. I can't believe I was invited. I'm not even sure if I was invited or if they thought I was Priyanka Chopra, which I'm still fine with and would like happily put on her accent to be able to get ahead in this industry. I was allowed past security somehow and just sat there staring at everyone. I had to literally be asked by my publicist to stop staring at people.
Really?
And she was like, please stop pointing. so I think I still need to learn some basic manners before I go to one of those again.
That's crazy because you were telling us off the air that, I mean, you were an interviewer or a presenter in England before you started acting, and you interviewed some really famous people, right?
Yeah, but it's a different feeling. Like, you are definitely made to feel more like the enemy as an interviewer. You know, like, I see you guys right now as the enemy.
Yeah, I don't know.
My enemy.
It's
you don't get to often go to things like that, and you're not, it's like being an actor, you find yourself privy to like a circle of trust.
Right.
That as a journalist, you are lumped in with a lot of really shitty bad journalists, unfortunately. So people just feel very on guard around you, so you're not allowed to go to things like that often. You get to like be on the red carpet in the wind and the rain outside and they talk to you for about 2 minutes and then, you know, they get taken away.
And there was none of that last night.
No, and so I'm not really like, I'm not starstruck just by any celebrity. You know, I've been interviewing the most famous people in the world for like 10 years. You know, I once interviewed Aerosmith, and I don't think I've ever said this on air before, but when I was interviewing them, they insisted on having a mirror put next to me so that they could watch themselves be interviewed.
Oh, no way!
So that they could make sure that...
Whoa!
That is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Do you think that's where the song Duke Looks Like a Lady came from?
I mean, I don't know, but it was pretty... I've had some wild interviews.
What the fuck?
That is totally crazy.
P. Diddy was blind drunk during an interview once and admitted to me that his yacht costs $1 million a day
run.
Yeah. So P. Diddy's going to be homeless soon. Hella homeless. Mad. But I don't feel starstruck. I just feel starstruck by incredibly incredible people. So Anita Hill, Ronan Farrow, Charlize Theron, people who've really done something that has moved me that I could never contemplate. Mm-hmm. Those are the people that moved me. But yeah, I was creepy. I was weird. I got fan photos of people and I'm fairly certain I'm not being invited again.
Well, you made the most of it.
Yeah, I really did. My Instagram stories is almost like a documentary of last night. It's pathetic.
Yeah.
Awesome. And The Good Place is in season 3.
We're into season 3. People don't hate it. They're not turning off. It's awesome. Going well.
They're enjoying it.
Oh, yeah. Sure. And we have some amazing guest stars coming soon, so I'm glad that you're watching.
Yeah. We are watching. My son, after he had met you on this program, has fallen in love, I'm going to say it, with you.
No.
And then also the program.
Well, I love your son. I was telling you off air earlier that your son is the first child I've ever met that made me contemplate parenthood. So if I could just have him, that'd be
well,
cool.
Well, no. Okay. No, you know what?
That was worth a shot, though, wasn't it?
It was where you rolled
you
the dice.
You gotta ask. If you don't play, you don't win.
You're right. Maybe he's sick of it. Maybe he's like ready but to
I'm
pass
not,
it on.
But I'm also not that dad. Well, you want him, you could take him.
Right.
You know, you hear those guys say that. Yeah, like, yeah. Well, then you shouldn't be a father.
Yeah. Speaking of winning, Jimmy.
We need contestants, don't they? Look at that. Wow. That's a presenter. She comes from the presenting world. We cannot play this game without contestants, Jimmy. Let's go to the phones. That's right. Anybody that follows Never Not Funny on Twitter has a chance to play the game. Just look for the tweet telling you to call in, and then we take the calls, weed out the dead weight, and find our players. Matt Belknap, I'll say it again. Let's hit the phones. Let's say hello to Mary.
Mary, are you there?
Hi, I'm Mary.
There she is.
Hi, Mary.
Yes, I'm here.
Coming in hot, Mary is. Mary, now where are you calling from?
I'm really excited.
From what part
I'm
of the country?
From Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
North Carolina. Are you guys hit with some water there? And in terms of
wetness,
I understand. Wetness, dumb.
Water-wise, we're looking at the wettest hurricane ever.
Yeah, what, did you get water? Did you get the part of the hurricane?
Everyone's struggling with the word wet. Is it a damp
water.
Time?
That's Jamila, by the
way. We're really lucky.
All right, still talk. What, are you married there? Do you bunker down when the hurricane comes? Give me answers to both of those in that order.
I am married, and I actually went to work the day of the hurricane.
What do? Are you out of the cleanup crew? Or do you collect water in buckets? Why were
no,
you out?
A bakery.
People need bread in times of crisis. That's sure all do. I want to eat, bread yeah. and cake.
Well, you saw the lines in Russia. They go through a tough time. They still want their bread.
Mm-hmm.
What is it a bakery that you own, or do you work for another baker?
I manage it for someone else.
All right. Are you comfortable saying the name of the bakery in case you want to get
it? Yeah. It's called Loaf.
Okay. Anybody happy with that answer?
I mean, it's very straightforward. It tells you what they've got there.
It's not a sexy name, but I'll take
Loaf.
It. It's clear.
It is. Yeah, but I don't know if I'm going to go to Loaf. You want to go to Loaf?
Does anyone ever come in looking for Meatloaf and then get disappointed?
He'll laugh
not
at you.
Yet.
Okay, good.
All right, Mary, hang tight. We're going to do it. Let's say hello to Austin. Hello, Austin.
Hi, Jimmy.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Austin, where are you calling us from?
I am from Southern California, right outside of L.A.
Where right side of L.A.? Outside of L.A. I said right side of L.A.
I'm in La Mirada.
La Mirada. Now, for those of us that aren't from the area, and that's a lot of people, where is that at?
It's right on the border of L.A. and Orange County. I'm pretty close to, like, Knott's Berry Farm and Disneyland, but I'm still just in a little bit of L.A. County.
Do you have season passes for either of those places?
I currently have a season pass for Disneyland.
What about the Not Scary Farm? You ever do that? You ever go to those, they call them mazes, I guess?
Not a fan of Knott's, but I did go to Universal Horror Nights this year.
And? Fun? Scary?
I enjoy it. I have fun. Get your adrenaline going. Not really scary as much as just exciting.
Right. And you mentioned a daughter. How old is your daughter?
14.
14. Do you bring her as well to the Hollywood Horror Nights?
No, she talks a big game, but I know she'd chicken out once we got there, so...
And that's a lot of bullshit, right?
Yeah, something like that.
All right, and how long have you been married, sir? I'm going to, based on your daughter's age, I'm going to say 13 years.
Exactly. No, 19 years.
19 years, little Paul Hardcastle.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your wife's name, sir?
I was going to say that, damn it.
No, you screwed up, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, I blew it.
What's your wife's name, Austin?
Vivian
and Austin. Those are great names.
Like it.
You like that? I love the name Vivian.
Yeah.
You like that, Jamila? Your thoughts on the name Vivian?
I'm into Vivian. Vivian is a vixen's name.
Yeah. You call her Viv? Would you call her Viv?
No,
I call her Viv sometimes.
Well, shame on you.
You screwed up again, Austin. This year 0-2, baby.
I know.
And Austin, what do you do for a living?
I will say...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Wait, real quick. My daughter absolutely adores you, Jamila. Absolutely
oh, thank you so
you.
Much. I take so, back everything I said about
I've
the word Viv.
Back there.
Children love Jamila. We're finding this out today.
Only children love Jamila, really.
Yeah.
and Quincy Jones. And Creepy Old Man.
He was not creepy.
I saw the photograph.
He's not creepy.
I saw the photograph.
He's very sweet. I like that he gives everyone he meets his business card.
Does he really?
Yeah, it's compulsive. Wow. It's lovely.
That's so old school. Yeah. It's so old.
He is so old school and classic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So kids and Quincy Jones, my fan club.
Love it. I know you could do worse.
Let's say hello to Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hey, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing okay, Brian. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from just outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Now, that they call that the city of brotherly love. Some could probably get it out.
You call that.
You okay, hon?
Boy, I just had a stroke. I don't know what happened there. A lot of R's and L's for my dumb accent. Yeah. Brotherly love. Anyway, Brian, what do you do in that area, sir?
I work at a bar in the kitchen, so not that interesting.
Boy, confirmed.
So many deep fried foods, am I right?
Yeah, is that the type of thing you're doing?
Unbelievably amount.
I dated a pub chef once.
Yes?
And we both gained about 30 pounds.
How do you not, right?
How do you not?
There it is.
Yeah. My cholesterol was rock and roll. It didn't even come up with a number. It just said rock and roll.
Yeah. Are you married, Brian?
I am. I am married. I have a lovely wife, Rihanna, and two lovely children.
Nice.
And how long have you been married to this Rihanna?
I think that was the phone's fault.
Was that the phone's fault?
We can make fun of it for it, though.
It definitely was the phone's fault. I know my wife's name.
You sound a little defensive, sir.
Maybe you don't. Go ahead. I'm sorry. How long?
5 years.
5 years, about a half a decade, it sounds like.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, the David Bowie.
Is this Rihanna?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, amazing. I can't believe he's married to the Rihanna. Yeah, this is a real world exclusive.
That's amazing.
We got it. We got it on this very program.
And I still work in a kitchen.
Well, you got to keep it real for
Rihanna. She is notoriously very cheap.
Yeah.
And do we have kids, Brian?
Yes, I have two children, a son and a daughter.
Oh, one of each, it sounds like. Well, that's great. And how old are the kids, Brian?
One is 17 and one is 14.
Okay, now that math doesn't work for me. You've only been married the 5 years. What's going on, Brian? What kind of horseplay's happening there in the city of brotherly love?
We got married for my mom's sake. She wanted a wedding. We didn't really care.
Oh. But...
love is in the air.
So
you were together for, you've been together a long time and just decided to get married?
Yeah, we've been together for a while.
All right. Well, listen, you guys all sound like great people, but it's time to play the game. Who's ready to start playing games?
Me.
I am.
All right. We got our players. You guys are going to be playing for a year subscription to Stitcher Premium. First up is headlines. I will read you a question that relates to a certain decade. The first one to buzz in correctly gets the point. Matt, let's hit the randomizer and find out what decade we're going to be playing from. We are going to be playing from today. We're going to be playing from today.
Don't draw attention to it, Jamila.
That's a very
high-tech system that we have here.
These are questions from 2000 to 2018. So you guys got a little bigger span of time here where these questions that will come from. There will be five questions. Whatever two players have the most points after these five, we'll move on to the next round. You guys will use your voice to buzz in. Please wait until I'm done reading the question before you buzz in. Are we all clear?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Hands up, buzzers! In 2016, Texas mom Candace Payne went viral after posting a video of herself wearing a mask of which fictional character?
Austin.
Mary.
Austin, go.
Chewbacca.
Chewbacca's a correct answer. Remember Chewbacca, Mom, Jamila?
Yes, I do.
What'd you think of that?
I was fine with it.
Really? You take a positive energy away from it.
Yeah. That was faint praise, though. She was fine with it.
I was fine with it. I was ambivalent. It didn't change my life. It didn't rock my world.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's the correct response. This sitcom, which premiered... Hands up, buzzers! This sitcom, which premiered in 2017, is a prequel of the hit CBS comedy The Big Bang Theory.
Brian.
Austin.
Brian, go.
Young Sheldon.
Young Sheldon's the correct answer. Matt Belknap, please, after two questions, give me a scoring update.
Brian's got one. Austin's got one. Mary's got zero.
Okay. Come on, Mary.
Oh, no. Okay.
Don't let Jamila down. She's very big on women's empowerment.
Step
we cannot have a
woman. Your game,
lose.
Mary.
Come on.
You're doing this for all women everywhere.
Oh, no. You put too much pressure on her now. You went the wrong way. Hands on buzzers. In 2005. This Australian actor was arrested for striking a hotel desk clerk with a telephone.
Brian.
Austin.
Brian.
Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe, correct answer, sir.
I didn't even know that story, and I already just presumed it was Russell Crowe. Isn't that awful to have that kind of reputation?
It just feels, yeah. It's.
I've interviewed him before. He was an asshole.
Oh, no!
Yeah. He was really rude. He kept on swearing during the interview.
No.
Yeah, and being really rude for no reason.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Not the lead singer of 30-odd foot of grunt.
He didn't get an invite to Women in Hollywood last night, did he?
Nor would he.
Yeah.
Not with his dude. How do you, does he pick it up and just hit somebody like in a movie on the side of the head?
I forget if it was a cell phone, because I mix up that story with the Naomi Campbell cell phone throw. Like those two are, have commingled in my minds. But it might have been like an old school
where
desk
you
phone.
Pick it up and you shut your effing mouth and smash it.
I think it might have been.
God damn it.
That's Brian, cool. Austin, Mary, do you guys know the full story?
It's cool that he still works.
It cool?
Nope.
I know what happened, but I don't know the details.
Hold on, Mary's got the story. Mary, go.
It was a handset kind of phone, and he hit the guy with the the part that comes off the base, and then he bowed like it was a karate fight.
You know,
that's quite funny.
I'm going to give Mary a point for that.
You know what?
Yeah.
Now we understand why he's still working at this town.
That's fantastic.
All right.
Always performing.
next question. Hands on buzzers. This erotic novel by E.L. James topped the New York Times bestseller list for 6 straight months in 2012.
Brian.
Austin.
Mary.
Brian.
50 Shades of Grey.
50 Shades of Grey. Correct answer, sir. Matt, please give me a scoring update after 4 questions.
Brian's got 3. Austin's got 1. Brian Austin Green is not playing today. I just thought I'd throw that in there. Mary, I gave her 1. I don't know if you approved of that.
No, I did not approve of that.
Well, I think she should have 1.
She does not have 1.
Oh.
Okay.
During, hands on buzzers now, during a Hurricane Katrina relief fundraiser in 2005, this comedic actor was standing next to Kanye West when Kanye declared that George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Mary.
Yes, Mary.
Mike Myers.
Mike Myers, correct answer.
Yes.
All right, so that means that after 5, Brian has 3, Austin has 1, Mary has 1. So we have to go to a tiebreaker for just Mary and Austin.
Yeah.
All right, so here's what's going to happen, you guys. I'm going to read 1 question. You buzz in and get it right, you move on to the next round. You buzz in and get it wrong, your opponent goes on to the next round. Okay?
Okay.
Here we go. This is just for Austin and Mary. This British actor who passed away in 2013 held the record for most Oscar nominations without a win.
Austin.
Yes, Austin.
Austin, yeah. Peter O'Toole.
Peter O'Toole, a correct answer. That's a correct answer.
Impressive.
Wow, that was obscure.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is, I'm so impressed because I wasn't even supposed to read that question. That was one that we decided.
I'm a little surprised you read it.
That was not going to be used.
Because that stumped the room when we were working on these questions, and I'm very impressed that he got that.
Well, good for you, Austin, but sadly, that means we have to say goodbye to Mary.
Mm.
Bye, Mary. Aww. By the way, Mary, I feel like you were incredibly clued up, just not
Thank
fast
you.
Enough. But you're an impressive woman.
Too.
Oh, I love you too. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, Mary. You're going to get something from the Airwolf Prize Closet, and we thank you for playing with us today. That means that Austin and Brian will go on to the next round to find out who will go head-to-head in the finals against Jamila right after this. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Playing Games. My co-host this week is Jamila Jamil from the hit TV show The Good Place. Hi, Jamila.
Hello.
How do you think it's going so far? Are you having fun so far?
I'm having a great time.
That's all that I care
about. I'm bloated, but I'm fine.
You are not bloated.
I am bloated.
What did you have last night at this party that has made you feel bloated, or was it breakfast?
No, I just hate breakfast. I had a burger. It was a mistake.
You had a hamburger
I'm
for breakfast?
I'm wearing a tight patent skirt. It's very hot outside, and I ate a burger for breakfast, and now I'm regretting it all.
Was it something you made at home, or was it at a restaurant?
No, I don't cook. I'm an actor. What an embarrassing question.
You said that before. When you first walked in, you said you had what you call a patent skirt. I don't know what that means. Is it patent leather? Is that what that means?
Yes, it does. Okay. We call it patent.
You call it patent? Yes. I like that. Okay, I'm going to try to work that into... Well, how could I work that in a conversation?
Maybe don't. I think it's wrong when men do it.
Oh, okay. Really? Even it's not even about... I'm not British, so it would be weird in 2 ways.
For sure.
Yeah. All right. I'll stay away from it.
I want to go back to what you had for breakfast. Where did you go?
I went to Hugo's.
Oh, that is very good.
Yes. Mm. But excellent burgers.
You chose to get the burger.
The Hugo's burger, yeah.
At what time in the morning?
It's about 11 a.m.
Oh, that's fine. That's lunch.
Yeah, get off my dick.
Okay.
Wow.
Fair enough. Hey, Austin and Brian, you guys ready for round 2?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
All right. Whoever is in the lead at the end of this round will win a Pod Swag gift card and go on to play against Jamila in the finals for that year subscription to Stitcher Premium. Here in round two, we're going to be playing TV Haiku.
What was that? Jamila just growled for some reason. Was that a growl?
She's not looking forward to round three.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Right. She's ready. We're going to be playing TV Haiku. Jamila will describe TV shows using the ancient art of haiku. Ah, the haiku. The Japanese verse. 17 syllables, 3 lines, 5, 7, 5. Again, you have to tell me what TV show she is describing by the haiku that she reads. What decade? Let's hit the randomizer, Matt, to find out what decade we're going to be playing from. Okay, 80s. These are going to be 80s TV shows. 7 questions in the category. Whoever has the most at the end of this round will go on to play in the next round against Jamila. So here we go. And please do not buzz in until Jamila finishes the haiku. Here we go. Jamila, please read the first TV haiku from the 80s.
Want some German fans? All you have to do is drive. A talking Trans Am.
Brian.
Austin.
Brian, go.
Knight Rider.
Knight Rider's a correct answer, sir. That's a correct answer. Matt, please, after one, give me a scoring update.
Well, Brian's got 1, Austin's got 0.
Okay, thank you. Jamila, the next one, please.
Because of this show, when I look back on my life, I hear Daniel Stern.
Brian.
Austin. Brian, go.
Wonder Years.
Wonder Years, correct answer, sir. 2-0.
Oh, my God.
The next one, please, Jamila.
The Inn, The Sweaters, The Two Brothers Named Daryl. It Was All a Dream.
Brian.
Austin.
Brian.
The Newhart Show.
Judges.
Bob Newhart Show.
Judges.
I'm sorry, I can't accept
that. We are not accepting it.
Why?
We're just looking for
Austin.
Yes, Austin.
Newhart.
Yes, that's correct answer. That's correct answer.
You are very anal.
By the way, Jamila, I'm going to be honest. I would have taken it. The two judges told me do not accept it.
Well, because there are different Newhart shows. Yeah. One is called Newhart. And one was called the Bob Newhart Show.
Okay, right? I retract my anal statement.
All right.
I retract.
I would have accepted it, though, because I'm a decent human being as opposed to Matt and Mike.
I'm trying to get Austin back in this game, Jimmy. He's getting pummeled over here. It's embarrassing.
I don't disagree. But I want Jamila to like me, so I'm siding with her. All right, Jamila, please read the next TV haiku from the 80s.
Someone doesn't love. When a plan comes together, I pity the fool.
Brian.
Austin.
Brian.
The A-Team.
The A-Team is correct. What are we looking at? 3-1?
Brian's got 3. Austin's got 1.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Come on, Austin.
Get your shit together, Austin.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy, Jamila's meaning business.
I think I'm talking too quick.
What?
I'm getting muted on the... I think I might be getting muted speaking in too early.
Nah, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah,
you're just slow.
Yeah, just, okay. Yeah, Brian's better than you. All right, next one, please, Jamila.
Tony, Angela, stop guessing. This show's title... was rhetorical.
Brian.
Austin.
Go ahead, Brian.
Who's the boss?
That's the correct answer. All right, I guess we'll continue doing these because they're fun to hear Jamila read. Next one, Jamila.
For me, heaven is 4 old women cracking wise out on the lanai.
Wow. Brian, Austin, you guys still there?
I wasn't listening.
What? What?
I didn't think I was allowed to play anymore.
You literally have one thing to do, and that's listen.
I think he realizes he's already won, so he was bowing out.
Oh, just being nice. I see.
Austin,
all right, Austin, you got a guess?
I don't know.
All right, Brian, do you want to add another point here and just rub it in his face?
Golden Girls?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
He wasn't even listening and he got it right.
All right, read the last one there. I know it looks like 2 on your page, Jamila. There's just 1 left. Read the last one here because I like it.
Here's the takeaway. Bars where no one knows your name are wicked lame. Norm?
Austin?
Go ahead, Austin.
Cheers.
Cheers, correct answer.
And Jeez. Cheers to you for getting a point.
There we go. Matt, what's the final score of that round?
I guess Brian had 4 and Austin had 2, but I don't think that counts the Golden Girls one. So I think maybe Brian even had 5.
Yeah, Brian destroyed you, Austin, in a way that can only be described as embarrassing.
Yeah. Your comment.
I understand.
All right. Austin, we thank you for playing, though.
Goodbye, Austin. It was very nice to meet you.
Goodbye, Jamila. Goodbye, Jimmy. Goodbye, Matt.
Goodbye.
Brian.
Thank you, Austin.
Oh, that was nice. A little bit of sportsmanship.
Yes. Austin's a good guy.
Wishes Brian luck into the final.
That's right. We have to say goodbye to Austin, but that means that, Brian, you have won a Pod Swag gift card. And in the next round, you will go head-to-head in the finals against Jamila to try to win a Stitcher Premium subscription. And we'll find out if you can do that right after this. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Playing Games. Now, Brian has already won a PodSwag gift card, but now it's time to go head-to-head with Jamila to see if he can win a year subscription to Stitcher Premium. I will ask you both a series of questions in the round that we call Decades. If Brian can answer more correct than Jamila, he will win. The questions can be about anything, but there is one question from each of the last five decades. Jamila, I will ask you first, so that means we're going to put Brian in the isolation booth, which, of course, as everybody knows, is just putting him on hold. So, Brian, hang tight. We'll get right to you.
Okie doke.
All right, here we go. Jamila, do you have your thinking cap on?
Never.
Okay. So then answer as quickly as you like to, or take your time. It's your choice. Here we go. Name one of the two artists who had posthumous number one hits in the 1970s. Number one hit after they died.
Posthumous, but it was in the 1970s, so they would have had to already be dead. That's Elvis? Correct.
Elvis. In the 1983 film Risky Business, what kind of car accidentally ends up submerged in Lake Michigan?
A Ferrari?
In 1992, President George H.W. Bush vomited on the Prime Minister of which country?
I don't know.
In 2004, do you want to take a guess? Any country?
Israel?
In 2004, this iconic painting by Edvard Munch was stolen from a museum in Norway.
True or false? Is that the question?
No, it is not.
No?
We're looking for the name of the painting.
Ah, the Mona Lisa.
In 2012, this film became the first silent movie to win the Academy Award for Best Picture since 1927.
The Artist.
All right, we've got Jamila's answers. Now let's get Brian out of the isolation booth.
I feel really good about the Mona Lisa answer.
Sure. From the okay, here we
okay,
go.
Okay, I'm going to unmute.
All right, unmute. No commenting. Okay, Brian, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, if you can get more correct than Jamila, you will win that year subscription to Stitcher Premium. Here we go. Name one of the two artists who had posthumous number one hits in the 1970s. Looking for Janis Joplin or Jim Croce. In the 1983 film Risky Business, what kind of car accidentally ends up submerged in Lake Michigan?
Porsche.
Porsche is a correct answer. In 1992, President George H.W. Bush vomited on the Prime Minister of which country?
China.
Looking for Japan. In 2004, this iconic painting by Edvard Munch was stolen from a museum in Norway.
The Scream?
Scream is a correct answer. In 2012, this film became the first silent movie to win the Academy Award for Best Picture since 1927.
The Artist?
The Artist is a correct answer. And Matt Belknap, please reveal how many they each got correct.
Well, Brian just got three right. Jamila got one. That means Brian wins.
Brian, you win.
Well, congratulations, Woo! Brian. That was deliberate. I knew all the answers.
Of course.
It's charity.
Brian, congratulations. Awesome. You've won a year subscription to Stitcher Premium. More importantly, you got to chit-chat with Jamila Jamil.
Awesome. Very cool. Thank you very much. Hi, Jamila.
Hi. I feel like this went very well for both of us. Mostly you. Just you, actually, I'd say.
Brian, thank you for playing.
Can I plug something?
Sure.
Oh, my God.
I do a lot of charity work for Animal Rescue, blackjackrescue.org. Just go to the site and check it out. We'd appreciate any eyes we can get.
Okay, that's Blackjack. Say it again, please.
Blackjack.org?
Blackjackrescue.org.
Blackjackrescue.org. Yeah, you got it. No problem. I'm glad that you did that. Thank you for all your great work with the animals.
Thanks. I made you guys some shirts, but I've been very lazy sending them out, so...
Well. We'll find your way to the post office. All right, Brian. Well, thank you. Congratulations on winning today, pal.
All right. Thanks, Jimmy. I'll talk to you.
All right. Thank you for playing, Brian. And we got to thank Jamila. Jamila for being here. Thank you, Jamila.
Thank you so much for having me, guys, again.
We loved having you.
I love you guys.
Oh boy.
That's nice. On behalf of the announcer, Matt Belknap, the band leader, Mike Henry, I'm Jimmy Pardo. Thank you guys for listening. Come on back when you're once again ready to start playing games. Bye-bye, everybody.
Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo is a Never Not Funny production. Produced by Jimmy Pardo, Matt Belknap, and Mike Henry. Distributed by Stitcher Premium and Earwolf Media. Music by Mike Henry. Mr. Pardo's wardrobe provided by Botany 500. For more Jimmy Pardo, check out Never Not Funny in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find podcasts. And be sure to visit NeverNotFunny.com. For a chance to play games with Jimmy, follow Never Not Funny on Twitter. Portions of this program not affecting the outcome of the competition have been edited.